This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Though some county seat wars were fought with guns, others were won with shenanigans and skullduggery. Today we'll travel to northwest Kansas to get to the bottom of a plan by a railroad company to move a county seat, by hook or by crook.
In 1887, the Burlington and Missouri River Railroad revealed a plan for moving the Rollins County seat from Atwood to a site 5 miles west. This move would benefit the railroad's laying of track along the Beaver Valley, and they proposed creating a town of their own making called Blakeman. The 200 residents of Atwood decided to fight the railroad, whose employees openly boasted that the B&MR Railroad owned all the courts in Nebraska and would in Kansas before the fight was over. Thus began a county seat war that did not rely on violence and gunfire, but became a war of wits and trickery. The railroad began by traveling the countryside, giving a sack of flour for every signature on a petition calling for a county seat election. Most everyone gratefully took the flour and signed. But as the wagon filled with flour sacks disappeared on the horizon towards the next farm, another horseman arrived carrying a petition that called for their signature to be stricken from the previous one. Over 60% of the residents set down their new sack of flour in order to sign the later petition. Charges of misappropriating county funds to support the railroad's efforts brought about the resignation of the county treasurer and a subsequent trial that further fueled the fire between the two warring factions. Finally, the State Railroad Commission ordered the Burlington and Missouri River Railroad to build a depot to accommodate Atwood. The B&MR chose to ignore the order and continued to offer free land and the cost of moving a house to the Blakeman site to anyone in Atwood who chose to leave. The Atwood contingent sent a representative to Topeka to argue their case for unfair treatment before the Railroad Commission. To buy a little time for those political maneuvers, an Atwood supporter took advantage of the railroad's free moving offer, but conveniently got his house stuck on the only bridge across the Beaver Creek, thus blocking traffic to Blakeman and stopping any relocations for a week. During this time, the Railroad Commission forced concessions on the railroad, and Atwood remained the county seat of Rollins County. But the town of Blakeman died hard, trying again in 1889 to force an election to move the county seat. However, the Supreme Court denied the writ in 1890. Thanks to the Rollins County Historical Society for contributing to this story. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Craig Cox in Atwood, Kansas.